So.
Oh, you actually still recording?
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports program right here on 2SER 107.3 FM, full of factual facts. For example, did you know the word sport derives from the Latin word sport, which meant to amuse oneself? Joel Kasem is my name, but you already know that. And this show of three people just wouldn't be the same without the other two. First up is a woman who can't believe it's minus one more sleep until the NRL season kicks off. It's Gabby Mares.
Minus one more sleep.
What I should have done was counted down until the end of the season.
Yep. Oh, sure.
Having that many sleeps for you.
So wait. No, isn't it tonight?
It started last night.
Last night. Oh. Thursday night football.
We're one game down out of how many? A lot. 200 odd.
200? I'm not even going to try.
180 games at least? I don't know. A lot.
What is it? 26 Whoa. Rounds?
Yeah.
That's how much we're going to talk about it? Yeah. Oh, no. That's...
not every time. You know, there's significant things to talk about.
Okay, cool. So not every week.
Well, look... I think it might come up every week. Most likely. Sometimes.
Cool.
Probably.
Might be busy those weeks.
The next 7 months.
7 months? Is it really?
Yeah, when grand finals, October or
end of September? 6.5 months. Let's say that. Yeah.
Is it on every night?
It's okay, Gabby. One game's already gone.
Yeah.
I should do a countdown.
Halfway through.
I should do a countdown.
The second game's on right now.
Yes, it is right now. So it's almost finished.
Yeah. I'm counting.
Okay.
Just have a tally carved into the wall.
Also joining us is a man who, when asked what his favourite movie is, will say, not that. Sorry.
I love that film.
It's one of my favourites. It's one of my favourites. The joke is ruined. And also joining us is a man who, when asked what his favourite movie is, will say...
Oh, no. Oh. I'll have to edit this out later.
Do you want me to do it? Tell me what he says.
He says, he says... Why isn't it working? And also joining us is a man who, when asked what his favourite movie is, will say...
I think it's Dogs in Space, a great movie with Michael Hutchins.
There we go, I got it. It's Nick Radojkovic.
Where is that footage from? I've never said such words in my life.
Welcome to the show, Mick.
Hello, good to be here.
It's good to be here. It's good to be here, Joel.
It is good to be here.
That's what I should have said.
Firstly, I've only just discovered this week that Dogs in Space is not about Dogs in Space at all, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. No. But would you think that more people know the movie Dogs in Space or Snakes on a Plane?
I would have... Okay, we're going to talk about Pointless in a sec, but I would have thought Snakes on a Plane was far more popular.
Totally. Anyway, this is a rigged show.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Gabby, you're out of the loop.
I'm always out of the loop.
We're talking about the program Pointless, which the now axed program Pointless that...
Yes. Because of Mick.
Yes. Oh, I'm not saying yes or no, but I mean, he was on it and now it's been axed.
Yeah.
You do the math. He appeared on it with a friend of the show, T.
Yes.
And are we allowed to talk about how you went now?
It's all done. No more NDAs.
Okay.
Was it just one episode?
Yeah.
One episode. Yes.
You get two chances. Like you get, if you don't make the final round in the first go, then you get another go. And if you don't make it in the second go, then you're out.
Right.
Wait,
can I just ask, what is it like being talent on a reality TV show? Are you a changed man?
No.
No.
Am I any different? No. It was a bit of fun. Won a little bit of money. Not much.
Yeah.
You know, don't have much to give away, the old Channel 10. But, you know, it was good fun.
It's quite a random number.
Well, the jackpots, depending on how many pointless answers are given, it goes up $250 every time.
So what's the maximum you can win?
$10,000 Yeah.
Worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I took a day off work, so I sort of paid for that.
Oh, God.
You get $4,500 a day at work.
No, nah,
that's fantastic. Nah. What a great job.
I wish.
Now you have to, so you have to split it with T, right?
Yeah.
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 And you've done that? That's all happened?
Well, I put my bank account details in, so it's up to me to give it to her when I when I get it.
Didn't she do better than you?
No, I got the final answer. If it wasn't for me, we wouldn't have won.
He did.
Yeah, but it all builds up to there, so obviously.
Yeah, yeah, no, T did help. She got the question that got us into the final round, so yeah.
It was a team effort.
Yeah, I think so.
And I loved it. And you, I'm very proud of you and congratulations.
I'm so proud.
However.
What? However? There's a however?
Yeah, look, there's. I've watched it at least once and I was surprised by some of the things that you said.
Really?
Quite surprised.
What did I say?
Well, I've got some questions for you, okay? firstly, just yes or no, did you have a good time on Pointless?
Yes, I did.
Great answer there, Mick.
Now, I know you're a big fan. You're a big fan of Mark Humphreys, right? You said that before the show. You're a big fan
I like Mark. He's great. He's funny.
And he actually said this when you first met him.
Mick's very excited.
I actually gave him a big hug when we won, like really awkward, a massive hug, like just like wrap my arms around. I was really excited.
Did you warn him? Did you give him a little, I'm going to hug you, mate?
Nah, but T was like shaking hands and I went in the big hug. It looked pretty weird, actually. I've been meaning to make a gif of that.
You should. Oh, yeah, please do. Good. Please do. Now, I can only assume you're a little nervous because when you were asked at the beginning of the show what your name was, you said this.
Oh, I'm struggling.
I'm struggling?
Yeah, that joke didn't work.
No, that one didn't work.
It's all right. We've got more time. More.
Yes, we do have more. Now, when you asked who your idol was,
yes,
who the person you look up to above anyone else in the world, you and T actually said this.
It's got to be Prince Charles, right?
I'm pretty sure it's Prince Charles.
Yeah.
Which I thought was weird.
Have you got any emails you got? This is ridiculous.
Great job, Mick. Very, very well done, buddy. That's a great answer.
Oh, my God.
That is the most patronising thing I've ever heard anyone say as well.
You can use that. You know when I get the questions right in the quiz later on in the show?
Don't ruin.
Oh, damn. Oh. Great minds. Yeah.
Great minds.
Guys, do I need to be here? Probably don't.
Well, this saves you watching it now.
Yeah.
They're all the highlights.
Episode 2, season 16. Season 2, episode 16.
You're not going to be allowed back on.
No. What?
Well, it's got access.
It's got access.
All good. But really, congratulations. You did very well.
And, yeah, well done, Mick. So that $2,000 that you got can go into the Across the Park budget for better producers.
Yeah. Better headphones. Yeah.
Better producers would be fantastic. Okay, guys. Actually, no, Gab, how was your sporting week? I'll ask you first because we did just talk to Mick for...
Yeah, my sporting week was good. I took nearly 40 students out surfing in 2 consecutive days. So
I thought you were going to say only 2 came back.
There was a point where I was like saying to my colleagues, I was like, have we done a head count? Because this is
buddy
gnarly.
Up, you know, buddy system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was exhausting. Like you got 20 kids in the ocean and it was, of course, the 2 worst days to go surfing.
Oh, really?
Torrential rain. 25, you know, not winds, just like so bad. Really rough surf. Kids are getting smacked in the head left, right, and center. I'm getting smacked in the head left, right, and center, but totally worth it.
Teach them to surf the hard way.
Yeah.
Hard.
The elation
knocks
that you get when you stand up on a board and you get on that wave.
Yeah, well, there's some like proteges in there. Some that already.
Yeah, there were some very good. Yeah, really pretty amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
How old are they?
They're all like 14 and up. Yeah. Well, a younger, 14 to 16.
Cool.
Yeah, it was good.
I wish I'd learned how to surf when I was 14 or 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too. Although I did. So.
Yeah.
Tried.
I forgot.
How was your sporting weeks, boys?
Well, there's been an advancement in, you know, my pursuit to play AFL 9s on a Monday.
Oh, okay.
I went to a gig last night with a person that I used to play AFL 9s with down at Marrickville on a Monday, and she said that they need players.
Can I play?
Probably. It's not about you, Gab.
Sorry. I genuinely want to play.
But now she said she's going to add me to the Facebook group and everything.
Oh, so you were in the Facebook group.
Well, I don't know what happened to that group. Maybe I've been blocked.
I've got to be honest, I haven't seen anything.
You're going to be let in and then it's going to like close straight away.
So we'll hold. Maybe next Monday night I might be playing AFL 9s again.
That's exciting.
So, that's great.
Because I've been doing nothing at all. I've been watching sport now. That's it.
Yeah.
It's football season. I watch sport now.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Yeah, it's time to veg
out. And it gets cold. Like, I was swimming for a while, but like the last time I was swimming, it was like just a little chilly. And like my back was getting cold.
Oh my god! Serious?
And so I just
you're not swimming hard enough, Mick. If your back's getting cold,
that's called floating.
That's floating.
No, but your back's on top of the water, right? And you're doing freestyle.
Oh yeah, god!
Do a bit of backstroke.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah,
I was good.
The ocean is very warm at the moment, though. It's like really, really warm. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't need a wetsuit.
Maybe I'll go for a swim on the weekend.
There you go.
Maybe I won't. How about you, Joel?
Yeah, not much myself. Actually, nothing at all. We didn't play cricket last weekend. We had...
Are you out?
So it was meant to be our last game. And the captain sent a message around to everyone in the team and said, we'll put it to a vote. Do you guys want to go to the last game? Or enough people said no, so we didn't go.
What? So the other team just... Then they rock up and then...
Well, no, we told them, like, so we're not coming back for the second
week. Just meet up at the pub.
I love it. Sport is a democracy. If you decide not to play a game, nah, just not play it.
I hated it. I really wanted to play. Anyway, but another message went around, and it's for the teams that didn't make the finals. There's like a consolation cup.
Aww.
And we're going to play in that. I think it's a bit of a knockout thing. And it goes for a
it's the patronising premiership.
It pretty much is. It pretty much is, yes.
Welcome down.
You know you get participation awards in school when you don't get anything.
Yeah, or the most enthusiastic.
You gave it a go. You gave it a
go. You're the most enthusiastic, for sure.
So, yeah. So, that's my sporting week.
Excellent. Happened.
All right. We'll talk actual sport now. And the... We'll start with NRL, Gab.
Yeah.
And then it's out of the way.
Okay, great.
Like
good.
A Band-Aid. Just rip it up. Okay. But I got quite a lot. Because...
It's like, oh,
you have to... The season now starts. Like we didn't get to preview it last week. We had the Emma and Nat here from the Giants Women Say podcast. And Gab, you did a fantastic job, by the way.
Thank you very much.
You nailed it
perfectly. And that was a really fun show, but we didn't get a chance to talk about NRL. So we might do a little bit right now.
Definitely.
Season preview.
Mike's glowing.
Okay, let's have a look at how each team will be shaping up for the 2019 season. Okay, these are in no particular order except for alphabetical. Brisbane, I guess Brisbane played last night, so we've already seen how they...
Brisbane played, they should have played better.
Who won?
Storm won.
Storm.
Where are they from?
You tipped them, Melbourne. I believe.
I did!
You're one
for
one.
The only reason I said Storm is because I looked outside and it said it was stormy.
this is the sort of tip we want. See, you're one from one. I picked Broncos. I'm none from one. You're kicking my ass.
Yes.
So
you're going to do great when the Adelaide Trees are playing. They're really good.
Here come the Ibises.
But the Broncos should go well, but it was a bit of a poor start.
Oh, look, yeah. I mean, first game, the first few weeks are always hard to decide. But
they're all still coming down, so.
Yeah, or they're out of court, so.
Yes.
This is their post-Wayne Bennett era.
Yes.
Now, Brisbane have had 13 years since the premiership, so he's been there since then. So that's a long time he's been there. Hmm. Their only major signing was Sean Fensom from the Cowboys. This year, they play 13 times against sides that didn't make the top eight last year, so that's pretty good.
Jeez, you've done your research on the first team. Are we going to do this for the next
every
15
team.
Teams?
How many teams are there?
Okay, I won't do this for every team.
We don't have enough time, Joel.
I said we got
15 minutes.
You got 15 seconds, right?
Go. This is what happens when I do work.
This is what we'll do. Is
everyone at
home. We'll speed it up, like terms and conditions.
Yeah. If you're listening on the podcast, just press that times 1.5 button.
Written on all the ways my girlfriend. Pretty cross box to me.
Anyway, Canberra. Let's move on to Canberra. Mick.
Didn't know that Canberra had a team, actually.
Canberra Raiders, yes. And you mentioned the other week that you don't like the Canberra Raiders. That's pretty much the only Canberra side that you don't follow.
Exactly. I lived in Canberra for 24 years. I like the Brumbies, I like the Cannons, I like the Cosmos.
Capitals.
The capital letters.
The Capitals. But the Raiders, I could never get on top of.
Why is that?
Because they had real arsehole fans, to be honest.
Oh, okay. It was fans.
Yeah, they just annoyed me. And Canberra is just so fickle about their team that if they start losing, they just don't turn up anymore.
Oh,
and
right.
That happens with all their sports, which is why they lose all the sports, because no one goes.
Right.
I don't know. It just annoyed me. And I had people like Ricky Stewart, who I didn't like, and Mal Meninga and all those big names.
I mean, that was they were such a good team then.
Yeah, I know they were good. Like, I mean, I actually liked Laurie Daly.
Laurie Daly, yeah. Bradley Clyde.
Yeah, Clyde, you went to my college.
Really?
Hmm.
Yep. Clydie.
Clydie, yeah, that's what we called him.
The old Clydie.
Behind his back.
Clydesdale.
Yes, last year they lost 11 games by 9 points or less. So they were the sort of team last year, Gabby, that they were always in the competition, like always in the game, always. Like you thought they were going to win, and then they would just lose. They just couldn't get that last little extra.
That's kind of good though. Like that's a team that makes you coming back to watch more. You know, like you think they're going to win. You think they're going to win. Oh, they don't win.
They're just saving it for next week.
Yeah, next week. Here come the Cavaliers.
Yes. Anyway, that the rest is pretty boring. The Bulldogs.
Wooden Spooners.
Ooh, be cool.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Wooden Spoon. Last. Oh. Which is what Parramatta got last year. Yes.
Yeah. No, continue.
They lost. Yeah, I mean, they lost both Morris brothers.
Hey. They are actually two of my uncles.
No, they're not.
Yeah. No, swear to God.
No, you're lying.
What are their names?
got it.
Uncle Morris.
Damn it. Uncle Morris and Uncle Morris, obviously.
She had a really good poker face for a second there.
Both of you were like, oh my God, we're sitting with royalty.
Oh, look, no, actually, I really like Brett and John Morris.
That's so weird.
What?
Because I do have two uncles called Brett and John. Maybe I just didn't ask them at Christmas if they actually play for the Bulldogs.
Well, Joel's tricking you right there. Because it's actually Brett and Josh.
Josh. Oh, shit. That's right.
He inadvertently just like double-crossed you.
God damn it, Mick.
Do you have another uncle named Josh?
Nah.
Because if you do have an uncle named John Morris, he's now the coach of the Sharks.
That's my grandpa's name.
He's very young.
Those Morrises, they all know each other, eh?
Okay. So they lost the brothers and David Clemmer. But they only signed Dylan Harper, so yeah, they're
really
just
like part one of a 6-part series of the NRL
preview. Seriously, Joel.
Oh, like, okay, sorry, I just looked at how long. Okay, oh look, I've got it here. Sharks are next. Cronulla Sharks. John Morris is coach.
Yeah. It's really weird because that is actually my poppy's name and my dad's name.
Whoa!
Oh, really?
Is he coaching the Sharks?
Well, his middle name. Oh. Is it?
It's my middle name.
John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty boring, isn't it?
It is such a boring
name. I've got a really boring middle
Michael
name.
Michael John. Look, imagine being boring.
That's my middle name.
Is it?
What?
Michael John.
Is that his first? Is it what?
Michael John, yeah.
Cassim.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Something in common.
What's going on?
I think
we're all related and we just found out.
This is what I mean about NRL. It's not that interesting that boring names become more interesting than NRL. I did that on purpose and it worked.
Well, good job.
Okay, not much to say about Cronulla except they had a terrible offseason, obviously, because they're in a lot of trouble.
Second last.
Second last. Yep. Everyone's tipping them like top four.
Nah.
They got Sean Johnson every time we do that.
Yeah.
They got Sean Johnson now. So, I don't know. Matt Moylan's moved to number one. That'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they signed Josh Morris. Gold Coast. We can go over them.
Yeah, no.
Nothing's going to happen there.
No. Nah.
Although they did sign Smell My Finger, Mal Meninga. He's in charge of their performance and culture.
Is he?
That could be something. Manly, another team that are really going to struggle this year. Des Hazzo is back as coach.
And they lost their player that won me the pointless, Sean Lane.
Sean Lane, yes. And we'll get to where he is in a minute. let me just set this up. Now, yes, the Melbourne Storm, they played last night.
What was the score?
22-12, I think. Oh, yeah. 22-12, 22-12, something like that. I actually fell asleep.
The Storm were, yeah. Oh, you did?
I did. And I'll tell you why I fell asleep, because, I won't say.
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you off here.
What? You can't do that to the listeners.
No, but it's not like juicy or anything. It's not an interesting story.
You just had a nice cup of tea. And just...
No. Well, I don't drink tea, but, because I watched Channel 9, and I couldn't watch it on my Foxtel because my internet was down, and I find the Channel 9 commentators that boring.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry for going into detail for this. Continue on.
Told you.
So you turned it down.
I didn't turn it down. Sorry, we really are running out of time. Storm, look, they've lost Slater. Obviously, Billy Hoffman? Ryan Hoffman. Newcastle, they actually look like they could have a really good year.
Yes, they will go well.
Clemmer, Glasby, and the like.
They've got Ponga.
And Ponga in the halves.
Kalen Ponga.
Unreal.
Watch out for him.
The Cowboys are going into their first season without Jonathan Thurston, well, which will be very interesting. Yeah, they're really going to struggle. Parramatta?
Top eight. Just.
Two signings, Blake Ferguson and Sean Lane.
Great job, Mick. Very, very well done, buddy. That's a great answer.
That was the wrong grab. And
I like it anyway. I just like that grab over and over again. Yeah, every time I say something, it's the best.
Panthers. Look, there's too many.
I'm just so surprised just realized that now. Like,
as soon as you started.
Panthers. Anything about Panthers?
I admire your research.
You want to say anything about the Panthers?
They're going to go well, but they're not going to be Parramatta on Sunday because that's their first game.
Rabbits have new coach Wayne Bennett. Dragons, not much is happening there. They sign Corey Norman.
Yeah, no.
Roosters.
Can they go back to back?
It looks very
likely. They go back to back?
I know that. They won last year.
Yes, they did. Gabby, you've got to do the rest of your tips.
How do I do it?
You guys keep talking, I'll talk over you.
I think you might need to show me. Cause,
Essential link.
Why do I have to do it online? Can't I just tell you in person?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do it that way.
The Tigers.
It looks like it's too. I don't want to give the NRL my details. I just was really. As soon as I got to that point, I was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Gabby and says on state radio for everybody.
Tigers. You have a new coach, Michael McGuire.
Oh, that's right. You go for the Tigers, don't you? How are they going to go?
Hopefully, well.
Eight? Top eight?
Hopefully. Anyway, into soccer. I feel like we wasted a lot of time there. The Central Coast Mariners' terrible season is getting worse with their coach Mike Mulvey being sacked last Sunday at 1 a.m. in the morning.
What?
After a massive 8-2 loss.
Was that a WhatsApp message or something?
I don't know how it happened.
You can't do that. Legally, he should join a union.
They lost 8-2 to Wellington. I'm pretty sure they played at
8-2.
Home as well.
8-2?
Yeah, they did play at home because I remember their fans just booing the hell out of them.
Their away goals is like horrendous this season.
They've only had one win this season. One win.
Yeah, right.
To me, this all happened because of Usain Bolt.
Oh.
Hashtag just saying.
Oh, right. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Should have signed him.
Do you reckon?
Nah.
He wasn't that, yeah, okay, that was sarcastic.
Difference, yeah. No difference.
56 goals against in 21 games.
Wow.
There you go.
Whoa.
Wow.
Ooj.
In the cricket, after being 2-0 down in a 5-game, 1-day international series against India, Australia have come back to win the series on Wednesday night.
We've never done it before.
Never done that before. Never come back from 2-0 down. Actually, it's only the fifth time it's ever happened in the history of 1-day.
I'm really seriously impressed. I did not think we could do it, but...
Neither did I.
Go Usman Khawaja.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
He had a really fantastic little stint with the bat.
Yes.
There we are. So I do love cricket when we talk about cricket.
Stints with the bat.
There he is.
Yes.
Well, look, now I've gone too far and...
What do you mean?
Well, I rushed through everything. Okay. And now we have too much time.
Mick, you did the game, right?
No, are you doing the game? Don't
what
say
game?
That. I did the game.
Oh, you guys are pointless.
Oh,
it was dead air. We needed to fill it with something.
You're right?
Just cough over the clap. No, I'm dying, I think.
Please don't.
Okay. Well, we can go into the game now. Or actually, I can talk more about anything. What do you want to talk about?
Did you see the cyclist that got smashed into a pedestrian?
Yes. It was two cyclists, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really bad. Yeah. It was in Germany?
I don't know.
A professional cycling
race. Smashed into a
person. Yeah, and it was all like cornered off and there was police around and this guy just goes across the pedestrian. Yeah. He looks to the right. It's weird. He just keeps going.
Yeah.
And they like...
There's a giant race coming at him.
Bulldozer him over. Like he was out. And they all, the cyclists went down. I don't know. It's just weird. Because then there's like another shot of another woman crossing, the same crossing with a dog and like just gets out of the way just in time.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Like, there's police everywhere. Why are you letting people cross the road? It's like, it's so dodgy.
Yeah, right.
But everyone was okay.
Yep.
Phew. Yeah. The riders went back and...
Oh, they got back on. It looked pretty brutal.
They got to get right again.
Mm.
I love it when Tour de France, when someone falls off. And then bloody everywhere, and then they get back on the bike and keep going. Yeah, it's like it's skin amazing. Peeling off their legs. Yeah. And stuff. It's gross.
I forgot we have basketball news. At the NBL finals between Perth Wildcats and Melbourne United is heading into game 3 tonight. Actually, possibly right now, if I do my maths. What's 3 hours back? Yeah, 7 o'clock. I think it's on right now. game 1 was won by defending champs Wildcats, 81-71. Game 2 was won by United. They tied the series to make when they scored 92 points to 74. There you go.
There you go.
So that's happening. Thanks. Anyway, game time. yes. Where's my little game thing? There it is. Sports questions about sport.
You're just really not trying anymore, are you?
Come on, mate.
Brutal.
Jeez, look at him. Fire him
bloody
up.
Hell. I have all this. You're like, there's too much stuff going on. And
guys,
saying,
guys. It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry. So, just some random sports questions this week. Some are multiple choice.
When are they not random?
That's true.
No, I like it.
Some will be multiple choice and some won't. So, deal with it. All right. Who ran the first 4-minute mile? Was it Roger Bannister, Andrew Bannister, or Andrew Rogerson?
Roger Bannister.
You going to have a guess?
Roger Bannister.
Yay!
Star of Chariots of Fire. Come on.
Whoa, I was like, where's that coming from?
Where is that?
Who is that?
It's my time to shine.
You know that song by Vangelis?
Yeah, I do know. Can you stop? It's so creepy when he's deadpan looking at me with his mouth closed.
That's great.
Stop!
Just play some music over the top of the next question, please, Mick.
Okay.
In what sport would you find an Albion round?
Albion round?
Yeah.
Could be
Quidditch.
Golf.
I have options. is it polo, archery, or speed dating?
Archery.
Archery.
Oh, look at that. Great job, Mick. Very, very well done, buddy. That's a great answer.
He sounds really passionate, doesn't he?
Well, he does,
but the other one is way more.
He's thinking, what am I doing with my life? I'm on this...
Great job, buddy. Oh, little buddy, well done.
And you went in for the bear hug, and he's like, get your hands off me.
Yes, you did say archery, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, correct.
Speed dating. Come
in
on.
Polo, what is a period of play called? Is it a half, a quarter, or a chukka?
Oh.
Quarter.
Chukka.
Oh, Mick.
Oh, yeah.
Great job, Mick. Great job.
Well done, buddy.
Well done, buddy.
You're okay. Staring at me with those dead eyes and then talking.
If you do it one more time, we're going to have to pay royalties. So.
Yeah. Oh. also clean the microphone.
that actually sounded pretty cool.
We've lost so many listeners.
Or they've fallen asleep. Okay. How many points is required for a win in association croquet? Is it 24, 26?
Oh, as opposed to the other croquet.
Or 28, yeah.
28.
26.
How are you doing this? Gabby, this one's for you. Sorry. But Mick...
Well, you know, I am.
Do you know what? The whole time that you were talking NRL, he was just looking at the questions. Yeah. And he left the sheet there.
I'm a game show champion now.
I'm
a professional game show contestant. So, of course.
You have got 4 out of 4 correct. Well done. Hey. Question number 9. In AFL, what is the maximum number of players allowed on the field at a time, both teams to combined?
Oh.
Do your maths.
Wait, isn't there multiple choice?
No, not for this one.
Oh, dang.
Dang.
40?
And Gab?
40?
You played. You both played.
Yeah, but
I wasn't counting.
We don't play the right
how
rules.
How many on the field? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep.
Where's Emma and Nat? They would have told me.
They would.
We are embarrassing.
Yeah.
I could feel that they were embarrassed.
Emma and Nat, were you embarrassed? Please come back and tell us.
You guys were so smart. You knew everything about sport.
The correct answer was 36.
Oh, it's 18 aside.
Yes, well done. Anyway, that's pretty much the end. I just wanted to play this as well.
Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations. You're taking home tonight's jackpot of 4.5.
Yes!
Wow.
Thank you, Mark. Give me a hug.
Nick has redeemed himself.
This is going to be every show now, isn't it? Just those sound graphs.
I hadn't thought about it, but yeah. Now that you mention it. Okay, that's the end of the show. Thank you
so
much.
Thanks. Bye. And, stay sporty.
Bye.
Yes.